Welcome to this deep dive. Today's mission is to unpack an August 2026 Broker Times article. We are looking into how the new AUSTRAC AML CTF rules accidentally trapped commercial finance brokers in like a total regulatory gray zone.
Yes, pretty massive mess.
Right. And more importantly, we're going to walk through exactly what you need to do this week to protect your business. Okay, let's unpack this. How did an anti-money laundering law, primarily aimed at unregulated businesses, you know, like lawyers and accountants, manage to just ensnare brokers?
Well, it all started quietly on July 1st, 2026, with the AML-CTF Amendment Act. So the government's actual legislative intent here was to catch shadow lenders and private financiers.
The guys operating completely outside normal banking oversight.
Exactly. But to catch them, they decided to cast a very, very wide net by fundamentally changing the definition of what constitutes a designated service. So now, item 4, table 6 includes the phrase, assisting a person to obtain debt financing.
Which is, I mean, literally a perfect description of what a commercial asset finance broker does every single day.
Right. It makes sense if you're stopping back alley money laundering. But they worded it so broadly, they just swept up traditional brokers by accident.
It's like setting up a highly sophisticated regulatory mousetrap in your kitchen to catch unregulated rodents, but waking up to realize you've accidentally caught the family dog.
What's fascinating here is AUSTRAC knows they've caught the dog, but they just aren't opening the trap. Major industry bodies, the MFAA and CAFBA, they explicitly wrote to the government the very next day on July 2.
Oh, wow. So they were on it immediately.
Oh, absolutely. They pointed out that traditional commercial finance broking clearly wasn't the target of this law. I mean, brokers just gather documents and liaise with lenders who are already heavily regulated themselves.
Wait, I'm a bit confused. If the industry bodies pointed this out right away, didn't AUSTRAC just issue an exemption to clear things up?
Nope. They didn't say yes and they didn't say no. They simply recorded the concern. They admitted the wording might be broad enough to capture commercial broking, but they haven't made a final ruling.
So they were basically just staring at the dog, completely undecided.
Utterly undecided. And because of that indecision, a massive portion of the industry is suddenly standing right in the line of fire.
So who is actually exposed here? Because if you are a pure residential mortgage broker, you're relatively safe, right?
Yes, pure residential is fine. But the real irony here is how this vagueness impacts diversified brokers. For years, the ultimate survival strategy for brokers has been to branch out from residential loans into commercial finance.
Right. Everybody wants to diversify.
Exactly. But let's look at the mechanics of why that's so dangerous right now. Let's say your firm writes 90% residential home loans and just 10% equipment finance. You are highly exposed.
Because compliance under these new AML rules isn't based on your business's main label?
Nope. It's triggered entirely by the activity you perform. Even a single commercial deal trips the wire.
But wait, didn't AUSTRAC reportedly tell brokers they don't need to actively work toward compliance yet? If the regulator is saying, you know, hold your horses, why isn't that a green light for you to just sit back and relax until they figure it out?
Because in the regulatory world, being told to do nothing structurally does not mean you can record nothing. AUSTRAC's explicit advice is that where their guidance is silent, a business must develop and document a reasonable position on their own.
Ah, right. The classic documentation trap.
You know it.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the best interest duty reviews we constantly see from ASIC. It absolutely does not matter if you acted completely reasonably in your head.
If it isn't written down and kept on file, as far as an auditor is concerned, it simply didn't happen.
Exactly. Regulators demand demonstrable evidence. Which brings us to the immediate action plan you need to take.
Right, because doing nothing isn't an option. So you need to carve out about 90 minutes this week. Map out your revenue streams strictly by activity, separating out anything that could be construed as debt financing.
Yeah, and then write a one-page position note. Detail what your business does, cite the July 1 legislation, explain why you reasonably believe you are or aren't captured by the new wording, and finally, date and sign it.
And there is one crucial thing you must not do, right?
Yes. Do not preemptively enroll your business with AUSTRAC just to be safe.
Wait, wouldn't that just cover all your bases?
No, because enrolling triggers immediate, heavy compliance obligations. We're talking mandatory independent audits, extensive staff training, complex reporting frameworks.
Oh, wow. So huge operational costs.
Massive costs. Volunteering for those before the regulator even defines its boundaries gives you absolutely zero extra protection. If we connect this to the bigger picture, AUSTRAC's entire supervision framework is built around demonstrable effort.
Right. Imagine two identical firms, Firm A has a dated file note outlining their compliance stance, while Firm B just has an empty filing cabinet because they heard a rumor to not do anything.
Exactly. Firm B is going to have a very bad time in an audit.
So what does this all mean?
It means that regulators don't necessarily care if you flawlessly guess the final ruling. They care that you actively engaged with the legislative question in August 2026.
So basically, do the thinking, document the logic, and keep the receipt.
Hit the nail on the head.
Which leaves us with a pretty massive question for you to chew on as you map out your firm's future. If Austrac ultimately decides that commercial broking is fully captured in this anti-money laundering net, will the sheer weight of these new compliance costs permanently kill the popular industry trend of residential brokers diversifying into commercial finance?
It's a huge risk.
Or, to put it another way, will the fear of setting off the mousetrap keep the dog out of the kitchen forever?